Hello, I'm Gonzo Gates, host of the Super Gold 70s, your weekly 70s countdown show. Thanks for taking a moment listening to this demo. The Super Gold 70s is a two-hour trip through the decade that gave us Lava Lamps, Disco Fever, and 8-track upon 8-track of great music. The show spotlights a top 10 that coincides with a given week so that each show stays fresh and new for your listeners. We feature stories, news clips, sound bites, and more to keep the listener entertained. If you'd like to add this show to your schedule, contact Mike Tyler at Fishnet Syndication, 214-674-4400. That's 214-674-4400. Now enjoy your trip. Back to the 70s.
Come on. What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back.
It's the Super Gold 70s with Gonzo Gates.
It's time for another weekly 70s countdown show we call the Super Gold 70s. I'm Gonzo Gates. We open up the chart archives, give you the 10 biggest hits for this week in a given year. Join me as we return to the week of September 6th, 1975. Starting us off is the song at number 10. It's on the slide down the charts after peaking at number 1 about 5 weeks prior. It's the four-man band from Los Angeles, California, the Eagles. It's their sixth top 40 hit and second number 1. Here's One of These Nights. Welcome. There was a number one hit back in 1974 for Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. It was originally recorded by Paper Lace after they won a talent show called Opportunity Knocks, where it went to number one in the UK. Billy, Don't Be a Hero. I'm Gonzo Gates, and we'll continue this trip back to the 70s with a song at number 8 in our top 10 countdown. It's from two guys who'd make pretty big names for themselves in the 80s. Find out who when the Super Gold 70s returns. I'm Gonzo Gates, and this is the Super Gold 70s. It's your weekly 70s countdown show. This week, we're counting down the top 10 hits from March 26, 1977. We're up to the song at number 8, and it's from the group 10cc. They were a four-man band comprised of Graham Goldman, Eric Stewart, Kevin Godley, and Lol Cream. The latter, Godley and Cream, would make name for themselves in the 80s, making videos, including videos for The Police, Sting, Duran Duran, and even their own for their 1985 top 10 hit, Cry. This was their second of three hits as 10cc, slipping down the charts after having peaked at number 5. Here's The Things We Do for Love on the Super Gold 70s. I'm Gonzo Gates, and this is your favorite 70s countdown show, the Super Gold 70s. Each week at this time, we count down the 10 biggest hits in a given year. This week, it's taking us back to April 4th, 1970. We're up to the song at number 7 in our countdown. It's a version of a song made famous by the Animals back in 1964. Many have speculated, but no one knows the answer for sure. But it's suggested that this song was inspired by one of two places, either a brothel or a women's prison called Orleans Parish, both of which were in New Orleans. Either way, Frigid Pink is peaking at number 7 with their version of House of the Rising Sun on the Super Gold 70s. The first hit for Jackson Browne on the Super Gold 70s, a guy who has a secretary to thank for his music career. You see, before David Geffen was a big-time record mogul, he was a talent agent. Browne sent Geffen a demo tape and headshot, who promptly threw it in the trash. His longtime assistant noticed the picture and decided to take the demo home. She came to work the next day and insisted Geffen hear the demo. The rest is music history. From 1972, that was Dr. My Eyes. I'm Gonzo Gates with the Super Gold 70s. We'll be right back to continue our countdown and look at what was in theaters back in 1978.
You're going back in time with Gonzo Gates.
You're listening to your weekly 70s countdown show, the Super Gold 70s. I'm Gonzo Gates. We're counting down the top 10 hits from this week back in 1978. It was the year Grease is the Word.
Hey, Marty, are those new glasses?
Oh, yeah, just gone for school. Don't you think they make me look smarter?
Nah, you can still see your face.
Not only was the movie the year's top grossing film, but the soundtrack was one of the top albums of the year, selling over 14 million copies and spawning several top 40 hits. Also big in theaters was Halloween, The Night He Comes Home, National Lampoon's Animal House, The Deer Hunter, which also took home the Academy Award for Best Picture, and Superman, the movie that made us believe a man can fly.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you?
Getting on with the countdown and coming in at number 6 is Paul Simon, one spot away from its peak position of number 5. Here's Slip Sliding Away. I'm Gonzo Gates, and this is the Super Gold 70s. We're counting down the top 10 hits from this week back in 1977. Coming in at number 3 and making a whopping 12-point jump from the previous week is the soon-to-be biggest hit of the 1970s. Here's Debbie Boone with You Light Up My Life.
So many
We're counting down the top 10 hits from this week back in 1973 in the Super Gold 70s. It was the year a coalition of 12 people led by George Steinbrenner purchased the New York Yankees from CBS for just over $8 million, which, by the way, was about $3 million less than CBS paid for the team almost 10 years earlier. It was also the year that Pink Floyd released their most successful album, Dark Side of the Moon, and from that album they scored their first top 40 hit. Here's Money in the Super Gold 70s.
Here's another Super Gold 70s 8-track flashback.
Here's one from our 8-track flashback file, a lost 70s hit from 1978 that was Aerosmith with their version of the Beatles' Come Together. I'm Gonzo Gates, and together, we're traversing the decade that gave us Lava Lamps, Jive Turkey, and Disco Fever. We'll continue in a moment with a look at the top 5 albums from this week back in 1974 and the number 1 hit in our countdown when the Super Gold 70s returns. Taking you back to the 1970s, I'm Gonzo Gates, and this is the Super Gold 70s. It's your weekly 70s countdown show, counting down the top 10 hits from this week back in 1974. Before we get to number 1, here's what was on the album chart this week. At number 5 was John Denver's Greatest Hits. At number 4, Maria Muldaur's self-titled album. At number 3 was Buddha and the Chocolate Box by Cat Stevens. The soundtrack to the movie Sting by Marvin Hamlisch was at number 2, and the number 1 album also shares its name with the number 1 hit. Here's Paul McCartney and Wings with Band on the Run. And there's the number 1 hit from the week of June 8, 1974. Paul McCartney and Wings with Band on the Run. And that wraps up this week's Super Gold 70s. Join me again next week at the same time as we count down the top 10 hits from June 19, 1971. This has been a presentation of Gonzo Gates Productions. All rights reserved. No animals were harmed in the making of this broadcast. At limo one coupon per customer. No purchase necessary. Remember, time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.